The post-match interview.
But we can go down to the victorious Melbourne Rooms where Drew Jones is with star demon James Harms.
Thanks, Kingy. James, we appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. 31 disposals today. Influential as always, but great to get the 4 points.
Yeah, definitely. Been a rough couple of weeks for the boys. First few weeks start of the season, but yeah, super proud of the boys, and to get the win today is just, super proud, and I can't wait for next week.
Can you take us inside that last sort of minute to 30 seconds? It was getting pretty frantic there when Hawthorn started bringing it forward.
Yeah, my heart was racing, mate. But we stick to our structures and, just got to win the contested ball. And when we do that, we play good football.
James, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Buick and Ben Casanelia up in the K-Rock box. Do you start to waver sometimes that the game plan isn't stacking up, or do you, as a playing group? Or what goes through your mind when you find yourself sitting 1-5 after six rounds?
Yeah, probably more your confidence. You start to question whether you're really good enough, or I do myself anyway. But we came together as a club this week and we took ownership, of the last few weeks, and we addressed it. We said it wasn't good enough, but we moved on, and to get the win today, it's incredible. And as I said before, super proud of all the boys today. Incredible feeling down here in the rooms now, and hopefully we can keep it on for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Who initiates those conversations in terms of the playing group taking some of the onus for what has taken place over the opening 6 weeks?
It's everyone, mate. From the leadership group all the way down to the young boys. We want to start training, like we were last year. So we went back to basics and, just started training as hard as we could. Training on the things that we need to work on, such as our contested ball, which has been down a little bit. We got back to that today and, reaped the rewards.
The umpires seem to have it in for you. I think 250-metre penalties. They don't like you in the protected area.
Yeah, I don't know what more I could do there. I was trying to get out of there, but, I thought I was a bit stiff, but, that's footy, mate.
James, well done. Darren Buick up here. Fantastic effort, especially after quarter time. You seemed in the second quarter just to want to close the game down a little bit and get the game on even terms. Was that the message at quarter time? And then at half time, it was like the shackles were released a little bit.
Yeah, we knew Hawthorn were going to try and own the outside on us. So we just wanted to own the ball in the inside and probably waved a little bit first and second quarter, but yes, third and fourth quarter, I think we won the contested ball by a fair bit.
Yep.
And was able to use our ball movement and score.
Your job on it looked as though you went, correct me if I'm wrong, you went to Jago Mira after quarter time. Terrific job on him. He's a good player, he's been in good form. You must have been happy with what you were able to do there and then work off him and get the possessions you did.
Yeah, I went to him after quarter time. I think he had a fair few in the first quarter, so Goody told me to get to him. And I guess when I'm playing my best footy, I try and shut someone out and work on the other way. So it's been a bit of a tough start for me this year, but to find a bit of the ball does, a bit of confidence good, and hopefully I can carry it on for a few
weeks.
Well,
you had 27 yourself after quarter time and he had 8, so it's good when you they can take you to the ball a little bit, but I was really impressed with the way you were able to use the Olivers and Brayshaws and use your pace to get out and be an uncontested player as well as taking him out of the game.
Yeah, no, thank you for that, mate. I guess, when I'm playing good footy, as I said, I'd try and shut someone out and then get on the end of it myself. So hopefully I can keep that up.
James, a couple of great efforts from Marty Hall late in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Marty. He fights to the death every time the ball goes down there, and he's a ripper fella, country lad, just loves his footy.
Talk to us about Jay Lockhart and what he's brought to the group 2 months ago. He probably didn't know he was going to be on an AFL list. He gets signed as a supplemental selection before the year, and he's grabbed it with both hands, kicked 5 goals in 4 games.
Oh, mate, he's a star, isn't he? He goes hard. He's similar to Marty, loves his footy, he's from Tassie. Today I thought his intensity around the ball and up forward, his pressure he puts on was unreal, and he kicked a few as well, which is great.
I know you don't look beyond next week, but you're going to rack up some frequent flyers over the next month. You've got to go to the Gold Coast, got to go to Perth, got to go to the NT for a game as well. You're going to get to know each other well over the next month.
Yeah, that's it. We love it, mate. We love travelling. So, we usually play pretty well when we travel. And, if it's our track record stays the same, hopefully we can do the same thing this next week.
James, are you still Brendan McCartney's favourite player, or has he moved you on and found another one?
Oh, I don't know if I ever was the favourite player. I reckon Clayton Oliver might have that
have that number one tag. But yeah, love Mac. He's a good fella. I actually call him Pops, so he loves it.
Pops. You know he's got a dim sim finish at the South Melbourne market too. Just make sure when you're talking to him, the K-Rock boys, we didn't ask him about the dim sims before the game today.
Yeah, I'll get into him about that one.
Good stuff. James, well done. Great to watch your evolution as a player. Really enjoyed your performance today. Good luck on the Gold Coast next week.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, boys.
James Harms joining us on K-Rock Footy from down in the victorious Melbourne rooms. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar.
The post-match interview.